Ladies and gentlemen, to the 210 Culture Podcast, to 2.0. I gotta work on hitting that together. But I am G.
I'm Donna.
And I'm meeting my own. I'm Teal Hector. Shit, I got into my character. Teal Hector, what's up, guys?
What's your character?
Meet Mascara.
You got a little song and everything. Mm-hmm.
So we are live and back, and it is Halloween time. We didn't really cover that last week.
Halloween.
We didn't color that. We didn't cover that last week, but
in honor of Halloween, I have my little Mothman shirt. It says, "Look out for the Mothman," because we are a Mothman loving place in here. We love the Mothman, and so that's it.
I want to send a shout out to my girl Mindy. She hooked it up with the popcorn. Thank you so much for the popcorn. If y'all are interested in any popcorn, reach out to my friend Mindy. Ask me, I'll hook you up with her.
I like this one, the caramel corn, and then the fucking the rainbow one. I like
the white cheddar is the bomb.
White cheddar.
The salsa white cheddar.
No, just white cheddar.
No, just regular white cheddar.
Yeah,
just regular white cheddar.
It's spicy.
Okay.
So let's let's go ahead and hit the bills.
Pay the bills.
So shout out Texas Bearded Cartel, aka
TBC. Steve-o.
No, today I'm rocking the long sleeve TBC. That's not 101. I like to say it was 101. It got cold, the leaves changed, so I had to wear long sleeve.
The nipples got hot.
So reach out to Steve for all your chingon gear and get ready, as we're about 2 months away from the toy drive. So
I have a question.
Yes.
Does your third nipple get hard?
All three on the party.
At the same time?
Of course.
At the same
there's
same
never
time.
A straight. There's never a straight nipple. It's always all three or one. Okay. They're all for one. All one for all. Hey, but that's your conversation. Yeah.
We'll get into that in a minute. Well, not the nipple what? Part. I got a thing I gotta get into in a minute here.
All
right.
So of course, shout out to Bar 321, the unofficial after party of the 210 Culture Podcast.
Brian and Nicole, thanks for the breakfast tacos for yesterday. I appreciate that, guys.
And speaking about tacos, our other sponsor, Eddie's Taco House.
Yay, Priscilla.
Which I went Saturday. It was very delicious.
Hector, Cassandra, thank you guys. Y'all are the best.
Delicious.
And of course, Albert out there with the Military City air conditioning and heating. Winter's starting to come in, it's starting to breeze a little bit, so get your heaters checked, so when it gets below like 70, you can pretend to turn it on like it's 40. So reach out to Albert, let him know 210 Culture sent you and get 10% off. Of course, we're live here at beautiful Wimby 101. Southtown Wimby.
Wimby 101.
Wimby O Wimby.
Got the cutest little spooky skeleton cups. Look at the shit right here. I got a mango fresca.
For those listening to the audio on Spotify, thank you for listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a score cup.
You're welcome for telling you.
Thanks.
I totally forgot. So for those who cannot see, it is a little skeleton glass cup you can get for $13, and you can get anything you want in it. And then it comes with a little like wiggly, like a little, it's not even like a firm straw, and it kind of like grosses me out just touching it, but like it's cute.
It's actually licorice.
It's cute.
Hey, but shout out to Jose, because if it wasn't for Jose, you wouldn't even know about the spooky cup.
It is very true. Shout out to our fucking producer. Thanks.
Shout out to our producer Molly in the house today.
Yeah.
That is facts.
What
Molly
a cute
is
baby girl.
Beautiful.
Anyways.
So, what I was going to say earlier when you were talking about nipples and they're all getting hard.
What?
Is your nipple hard right now?
No.
Oh.
So, I saw it on the TikTok, so I'm curious what y'all guys would have. So, the original TikTok was more for guys when they get a boner, but I would just say, like, for the sake of the conversation, so Donna can be included with her lady boner.
It does happen. I do get lady boners.
What? So when you were to get one, what?
Could you, yeah, could you describe what happens?
Yeah, I want to know. I'm like,
Jesus. I gotta think about it.
You open your mouth.
I did.
Yeah, you
set it up.
Yeah, lady boner. So my big dick just—I don't know—hard and tingly. That's what happens.
So if every time you got your boner and there was a sound made, what sound would you want it to make?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You better not say boing yoing.
No.
Just all.
No, but I gotta think about that. No, mine will be like.
You said you've been thinking about that?
Yeah, I gotta think about
that. Oh, okay. I was like,
I mean, I wake up with fucking morning wood, but I never thought of the fucking noise it makes.
The TikTok I saw was the one where it's the dude from the Vine with all breakfast.
Oh no! What are you doing? Breakfast.
Okay, what would yours be, Dee? Let me give you some time to marinate.
Marinate. Leather rinse repeat.
I'm trying to think. I didn't really have one set up. I'm just more pitching this.
You myth. Literally like.
I figured I'd be the last
was
one.
The topic of conversation.
Yeah, I figured
like...
I'd be the last one. I don't know.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah, that actually would be pretty funny.
Mine would be the disappointed horn, like wah 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 wah.
Yeah, you know what? I do the Kirby enthusiasm.
Oh, no. So last night we went out and the DJ's one of his like drops is Must Be Nice. So like it was fucking great because the whole time like throughout the song, like it'd be like whatever song and he'd be like, I got bitches in the back. It's all Must Be Nice. So I think that's what I would go with. Must Be Nice.
Donald, what about your lady boner?
Be like, damn son, where'd you get that?
Oh, you say, is that funny, baby girl?
Was that funny, baby girl?
That was a fucking good one. You got me. You got me, bitch. You got me, bitch.
I did.
You got me.
So for those who want to know, I posted a bunch of shit on Facebook. And so I posted something that was like, I love making men giggle. Like, was that funny, baby girl? And then Hector commented, I forgot what you put, but he
I
put
know
fucking
mama.
Like, yeah, he put, I know mamas, but like laughing emojis. And I was like, was that funny, baby girl? Was that funny?
And then I answered.
And he giggled.
I giggled. I'm like, you got me, bitch.
Just like that. That should be your shit. It should be like, you got me, bitch. Yeah. That's your jingle.
I'm excited.
Anyways.
So what are we going over? Are we just randomly talking about shit?
Yeah, we just having a good old time today.
Okay, so
prepared.
What do you
want to
talk about?
I want to talk about. I don't know if y'all noticed.
Let's
this
talk
or not,
about
but
sex, baby.
Oh, still
let's
late
talk
for
about you and me. Okay, that's all y'all get because it's copyrights.
That's, yeah, we don't want to. We want to come
on
out.
The hotline.
Yeah. So I don't know if y'all noticed this. If y'all go shopping for groceries or happen to be working at a grocery store, what is it with everybody walking in with their fucking dogs? I'm so fucking fed up with that shit. I get it. If you have a service animal, I understand. I get it. But before the California exodus to San Antonio, Texas, or any surrounding town in Texas, you only saw service dogs in the fucking store. Or you get Mexicans that would hide it in a blanket or in a purse or in a fucking backpack.
Uh-huh.
But now you have full-bred fucking dachshund. You have Dobermans, you have fucking Great Danes just roaming around like, hey, dude, what's up? I can't stand that shit.
No, and I can't stand the little squinklers running around instead of them being in the basket where the dog's in the basket.
Well, you need to start shopping in the west side. You need to shop on the north side.
You telling me there are more animals out there than there are kids?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, in the mornings when I'm there. I don't know about nighttime.
And you saw a big old fucking dog at an H-E-B one.
A Doberman snapped at a kid in Marble Falls.
He saw a pit bull.
Really?
And they didn't throw the motherfucker out. The guy just said, get over here. And I was like, are you talking to the kid, the dog, or me?
He saw a pit bull looking through the hamburger patties to find the right patty for dinner.
I couldn't believe. I'm like, dude, you're not going to throw that motherfucker out. If I
saw a golden retriever self-check me out.
Hector's just mad. Hector's just mad because he saw a white.
Why's it gotta be white?
Why's it gotta be white?
He saw a white pit bull look at him and he was like, we don't take your kind here, sir.
Ignore the me. Sound like DMX in country, like fuck that.
And he had a Make America Great collar on and everything.
Oh no. Jesus.
It wasn't that bad, but almost. Fuck. And then the worst part is the owners look at you like you're the fucking dumb one. Mm-hmm. Like, what you gonna do, tough guy?
My dog's after 2 years of Harvard. What'd you do?
That sucks.
It's fucking ridiculous. I'm so like,
the dog bit the kid or bit somebody. No.
It didn't bite the kid. It just like it went at him, and the kid shit his pants literally. And I'm looking at everything like, what the fuck is it? Why is that dog in here?
Yeah.
Then the man got mad because I bought up his dog. I'm like, dude, everybody can see it. It's not invisible. It's a fucking beautiful Doberman, and it was a fucking gorgeous dog.
But his daughter was sticking a fork in the socket next to him.
No, dude, the motherfucker was like, it went. If that motherfucker wasn't my son, I would have killed him and the dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's just crazy. But what I'm saying is, before all of this happened with everything that's gone on with COVID and all this other nonsense, before then, you hardly saw any animals in the store. Now you see people with the fucking parakeet. You see people with a parakeet.
You
see
You know what? I would like to see.
I mean,
that sounds pretty good.
I know they carry parakeets, but I think they carry different parakeets.
Well, it could be a parakeet. It could be a cockatoo. It could be whatever. You know, it's just animals all over the place. We have people taking pictures of us, and I think that's fucking weird.
What about a chicken?
A chicken? Well, they're dead. They're in the package. You gotta buy them.
No, what about a live chicken?
Oh, you think a live chicken's gonna walk in there? They'll shit their pants. It's like fucking haunted house.
He's actually on tour.
The road to get to
they're
the
actually on tour right now with Mexican OT. He just takes them with him.
Ooh, the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, that motherfucker! They made a shirt of that dude.
I know.
That's fucking badass. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One of these days, we're just gonna do the whole podcast with no shirts.
So do you think that, like, stores have been more lenient?
Donna's gonna do the podcast without a shirt on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just overalls.
All right. People need to cash at me prior.
That would be kind of hilarious if she had like the Kurt Angle overalls and then like
no. See, we're gonna do a shirtless and Donna's gonna wear that onesie with the hairy chest.
Oh yes.
But yes. Gee, you're gonna wear the thong like Rikishi.
I don't know about all that.
No, I think I like the idea of Donna being Kurt Angle and then each tit has one little strap. And then when she gets super angry, pops the straps off. She's ready to go.
Have Star Pacey's.
Now that would be hilarious, dude. That would make it even more funny.
Don't feel bad. I had titties just like you, Donna. We're good.
Why don't you pick him to do it?
Wait, like
he's shirtless. Yeah.
When you say like her, as in like she don't have any anymore, or you don't have any anymore?
No, we both got them.
You both got.
Except I got one up on her because I got three nipples.
You do. People
but you got Lady Boner. So.
I'd pay to see that. That's why you subscribe to the OnlyFans.
I'll only show it to you if you put it in your mouth.
Oh, would you suck it?
Well, no, I'm not saying all that. I just have to put it in your mouth. Just caress it.
Really? How are you going to put it in your mouth and not suck it?
Shit, I got to go.
I don't know how this airs half the time.
I don't know. Anyway,
it is. Come on. Not
so
that
you want to jump to yours or you want to jump into this quote?
I don't know. Well, Hector, you had topics. So
yeah. So
what else?
Talk about that. Then we talk about San Antonio's talking about shutting down part of Cesar Chavez, kind of like what they did with St. Mary's. Now it's going to affect Southtown. And they're giving them a big stink. I don't know if y'all read up about that shit. So I just thought I'd bring that up. And I know there's a comment because he's laughing at that. So.
Oh, no, something else that I need to tell Donna later.
Okay.
So, I haven't heard about that.
There's this construction that's going on. It's going to be for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So people, there's restaurants that are upset because the city didn't notify with enough time. So they're fucking saying, hey, you know what? We can't survive. We can't do this nonsense if you're not going to be able to give us enough ample time to plan for this.
Yeah.
So they're asking for the city to put signing on the actual construction signs. Detour. However, we're still open, and they're fighting that. So it's a big old mess. It's just going to turn into St. Mary's Strip 2.0, and I think it's ridiculous.
And that's because the St. Mary's Strip is not even it's not finished yet, right?
Exactly.
So I don't remember who posted it, and I think I remember. But I'm still going to do my rant anyway regarding that. So I saw the other day that they were posting about come support the strip and recovering the restaurants on the St. Mary's Strip. And I'm like, first of all, the restaurants on the St. Mary's Strip have not really been that affected. Like, they're still open. You can actually park in the parking lots of, like, Tycoon Flats and the other place we went to, Worst Behavior. Yeah. I was like, there's parking there and you can park during the day. Mm-hmm. The problem is the bars at night that you can't get to, and the fact that nobody now wants to walk them because it's fucking ridiculous construction. So I just was a little upset about that because I was just like, you're promoting the wrong.
Restaurants are like milking it at the fact that
some influencer was like, we need to support the strip, but instead of showing the bars, he was promoting the restaurants, and I'm like, the restaurants don't need it. They don't need it. Like,
right.
They're not the ones affected. They're not the ones losing money.
Yeah.
And unless you're Midnight Vibras or Paper Tiger, because you have the shows, everybody else is kind of just like
stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Purgatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think we need to support everything in general?
I'm sorry. Right. That they didn't let them know in time, right?
Like, oh, yeah. That's shitty. I mean, it's like, oh, by the way, you're going to get kicked out in next week.
Right.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Yeah. I paid all my bills. What do you mean I'm getting kicked out?
Exactly. And I mean, if anyone's ever been in a restaurant, the food service industry, it's hard because you plan, you forecast.
That's true, yeah.
You know, you got your events going on. Right now, October is in full swing. You got a lot of Dia de los Muertos, a lot of First Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a bunch of stuff. Oktoberfest, it's ridiculous. And it's just, it's hard on everybody because you're kind of hurting everybody in their pockets at the wrong time. Holidays are coming up. People start ramping up. People plan, hey, October, November are good for me. That way my kids and my family have a great holiday season.
Merkerman.
You know? Or, you know what? We're not getting tamales.
Chrysler. Yeah. So not the tamales. It's the only thing we get to unwrap.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Other than drugs, but yeah. I'm just saying.
You don't have to unwrap those if you sell them wholesale.
Well, no, I mean, you got to get them. Bro, but if you're getting crappy shit, you got to unwrap the good stuff. Hi, guys. Hi, how are y'all? I don't know.
Waving a fan. It's just random people.
Guys, if y'all want to come in and join us, by all means, if we have an open
chat. You know what? If we don't know them, I would prefer not for them to come in.
But if they're listening, you're more than welcome to come in.
If you're listening, come on in. Come on down. Like Bob Barker.
And not just like randomly. All right, what's your topic?
So I have, and we'll probably just skip through a bunch of these because not all of these I care about. So SA Current dropped 20 San Antonio restaurants with cult-like followings. So I'm going to run through the list and we'll decide is this a cult following or not. Mm-hmm. So first one, Mr. Juicy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Stupid ass restaurant.
I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But I don't know why people are so in love with that place. I've gone a couple of times and I'm like, this is trash. Like, I don't like their burgers.
But they're known for burgers, but yeah.
The chicken fried steak is what's
popular. Yeah. That's the most popular item. It's not a burger. That's why I don't get it. Okay. Next one.
Yeah. No.
So next one. Bakery Lorraine. Would it say it's a cult?
No, it's cultish.
It's like popular local, but I don't feel like it's big. I don't ever really hear people like,
I'm a bakery Lorraine.
Well, first of all, you have to understand our side, panaderia is the rule. So anything like that where they make it fancier, it's not really something.
Well, what do you think about like panaderia? Like la panaderia?
No.
No?
No. So next one, obviously it's a yes, but I got to mention it because it's on the list. Dahlia's.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely part of that. No. I'm part of that cult following. I'm sorry.
No. It is when you have what like a fucking 4-hour. When you have a 4-hour, well, that's what I'm saying. You said no, as in it's not.
No, I don't like it, but I'm saying.
Well, I'm not saying if you like it. I'm just saying, do you agree that it should be on the list for cult?
Yeah, it definitely is a cult.
Yes.
Yes, that's my thing.
I am part of that cult. Okay, like, I love Dahlia's.
For one of these restaurants that qualify as a cult following, either you have to hear people talk about that they go there. People recommending out-of-towners to go there, or the fact that you just know it because there's something going on, just like Mr. Juicy. You have the chicken fried steak. Like, everybody knows you go. Whether it's good or not, you know it's because the chicken fried steak and people rush to go get it.
I was going
to
say, I think for me, what, like, makes it, like, yes, a cult following is that people go so fucking hard for it. Like, you fucking say one, like, shit that you don't like, and they're going off on you, like,
yeah,
like
that's very true.
Stupid, blah, like blah, blah.
I mean, but it's super cultish because people like, man, that's crazy, 5 hours for tamales. Yeah, but a lot of people from the Valley moved here to San Antonio.
That's true.
And that's a part of home to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the people in the Valley eat enchiladas with crackers, and that fucking freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah, it is.
The next one on the list, Chris Madrid's.
Yes.
It's all right.
That's good.
That's all right.
Next one, Bobby's Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone to Bobby's Cafe.
I've been there before.
Hey, is that the guy from Star Wars?
Yeah. Yeah,
it is, right?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, he just walked up. I don't know. He's, I don't think he's from Star Wars, but
well, I got my mask on, so he's in for a fucking rude
awakening. Oh,
that's the dude from last time.
What dude from last time?
The last time that the Cowboys played, he was here.
It's oh, not, so he's it's a not, Cowboys motherfucker.
It's, never not, ending
it's not. It's not Star Wars. It's fucking Predator.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
fucking Predator.
So next one on the list, the original donut shop.
No. Oh no, it is. It is.
It is.
I've never been there.
I've never been there, but
I'm tired of people talking about it.
But well, no, see, that's exactly what makes it cult.
That's what I'm
saying. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next one, Mama's Cafe. I'm not too familiar with that one.
That was like a prom restaurant for me when I was in school.
It's on Nacogdoches.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, no, I've never really heard people talk about it, but I think it's really good. It's pretty good.
Okay, next one. It wasn't until we went that I heard about it, but Ray's Drive-In.
Yes, that's definitely cultish.
I feel like just puffy tacos in general is kind of cultish.
If you ask anyone in the West Side, they'll all say Ray's. That's the original.
And I don't know what is the big deal with puffy tacos. That shit, like, is nasty. I'm sorry. Delicious. It's nasty.
What? It's delicious.
And puffy tacos. Puffy like, tacos what the are fuck? Delicious.
You're going to get a puffy lip.
What? Yeah, I just got them done. Thank you very much.
They look great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get the rest of them done next week.
Mm. So you're halfway?
Wait, what does that
halfway.
Mean?
Halfway. So, like, they inject, I think it's hyaluronic acid into your lips to make them full, and so like I only used half of a syringe and so there I'm going back to get the other half of the syringe.
Is it the same syringe?
Yes.
What?
They just keep it cold. They keep it like cold in a fucking fridge for like a certain number of time. I think it you only have like 2 or 3 weeks to get it before it like goes bad.
That's yeah, very... I definitely thought we were talking different lips there for a second when you're saying finishing lips. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Nice one.
DSL.
Next one, Tip Top Cafe.
Deweese.
Tip Top.
It's cultish.
It's still around?
Yeah, it's still around.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's where Donna's mom ordered enchiladas. Dude. And complained about them tasting like ass. And I was like, nobody goes there for enchiladas. We went
to Tip Top Cafe, and she got enchiladas. She was like, this ain't it. I was like, bro, you don't order fucking enchiladas at Tip Top Cafe.
So when we go there, she's like, what's it known for? We're like, oh, the chicken fried steak. Okay, I'll take enchiladas. And then she's like,
of course.
She's like, it's okay, but the enchiladas weren't that great. I was like, well, they're not known for their enchiladas. I was like,
no. My dad's the same way.
You know how people in the fucking valley are? They always order fucking Mexican food all the time.
We took my dad to Roadhouse. He wanted fucking huevo rancheros. And I'm like, dude, what in the entire fuck is wrong with you?
Do they have huevo rancheros?
No, but like, that's my dad. Like, I'm what? Like, my sister goes, what menu are you looking at?
Oh, gosh.
You know that we took it to Bud Jones for chicken fried steak. You ordered fucking enchiladas. I'm like, but hey, but their enchiladas are better.
I've never tried Bud Jones enchiladas.
Bud Jones enchiladas are good. That's another call.
I have tried Bud Jones though. It's pretty good. We would go all the time for fucking birthdays. So, that and fucking what's the other one called?
Which is next on the list?
It's next on the list. Okay.
MK Davis.
Yeah, MK Davis. Yes.
Well, they're known for their schooners.
Yes.
There's but it's scooters.
The beer.
Ice frozen cups.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know. That's what they were called.
Mm-hmm. That's what my dad likes going.
It's okay. It's all right. You know what I mean? See. If I'm, it's free 99 for me. You know what? We can go anywhere you want, baby. We can go anywhere you want.
So next one, just because I'm skipping a lot of these because I really don't care for the other ones. Taqueria West.
Taqueria West, yes.
Taqueria Very West popular. Avenue, gang gang.
That I feel like it's gone downhill since it got super popular.
I don't know. I could still order 13 tacos and say
well,
I paid for 5.
Of course you're gonna be right. Like, yeah, but like the
That's
quality.
The key.
The quality is not there anymore.
Yeah, our friends at Mr. Diablo's are better.
Yes.
I haven't gone in a fucking minute. And that's because, what's his face, is not there anymore. Mauricio.
Yeah, he was working at Doc Brown's last time I saw him. And he doesn't work there no more, so I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, those are all the important ones. Mauricio. Check out the article. There's some other ones, Szechuan House and all the other places. But those aren't important.
So, since we're on this topic, and I want to poke your brain a little bit.
Oh,
so you're reading off something off of Current, right?
Where yes.
People read their magazine, whatever people subscribe to. Mm-hmm. They say this and that, and they do polls and surveys. Mm-hmm. So Texas Monthly came out with the top tacos in Texas.
Okay.
And they left out San Antonio and the Valley.
I will.
Top 100 places to get tacos in
Texas.
Yeah, I saw
that. So I don't know about the Valley, but I don't. Let me finish my thing. But I don't know a specific spot solely for San Antonio that I would claim is like the one spot I recommend people. Which
I recommend Eddie's.
Okay, so for like tacos or like
just straight tacos,
are we getting specific like mini tacos, breakfast tacos, regular tacos? Like, what are we specifying?
Okay, so the spectrum of the actual survey was either breakfast, lunch, or dinner tacos. It could be any kind, anytime. Mm. And they left San Antonio and the Valley.
I'm gonna talk some mad shit right now. I mean, but y'all,
I am too, because it's
y'all
like,
ain't got any good fucking restaurants. I'm so sorry, like. That Valley is top tier for tacos, and I'm standing by that shit. Y'all, San Antonio sucks for like Mexican food, tacos.
You're right. Like I agree with you.
Cover Tex-Mex.
Mexican food. You're right. And G's got another good point. It's Tex-Mex. We're Tex-Mex. But as far as we all have, the thing with San Antonio and the Valley, there's so many options and so many choices, and everybody's taste buds are different. Everybody's choices are different. Some people like yellow cheese. Some people like white cheese. Some people like no cheese. You know, some people like breakfast tacos.
Don't trust the people that don't like cheese.
Some people say carne asada is breakfast. Some people say it's lunch. Some people say it's dinner. Some say it's all three.
You trying to fight right now?
It's all of them.
That's what I say. But my thing is this. You can't leave out. It's like if you're trying to do like the top 50 NBA players and you left out Tim Duncan.
Well, they did leave. They did leave out Tony Parker.
Well, I'm not talking about
that. When they did the top 75.
Well, that's Tony Parker.
He didn't make the list. Sorry.
He didn't make the list. So
sorry. I
mean, but that's how they feel about the tacos in the Valley, San Antonio. Sorry. Next question. My thing is this: I wouldn't take the word of someone unless you're from there. If I go somewhere, I'll ask, "What's a good place?"
Hey, try this. See, this is where I say, and this is just in general, and I'm not just saying that because we have our own review place, 210culture.com, 210culturesa. You just can't follow the big art outlets like SA Current. Yes, they write the article, for example, but how much of that is the restaurant giving them some money and say, hey, put me an article?
Come on. SA Current fucking did the whole fucking whatever they do, the voting shit, and put Rosario's as like the best Mexican food or some shit. I'm like, really?
Exactly. So
Rosario's?
So in that top 500, how many are actually paying them to get on that list so they can brag that they're on the list?
Yeah.
It's a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the thing. You get the same article written by five different people and you have this five different, you know, top 10.
Right.
That's where like...
Mm-hmm. There's no consistency, so people don't trust what you write.
And that's where like, for me, I try to, when we do our food reviews, try to keep it with an actual taste test, because a lot of people just do the whole like, cut, this is the restaurant, this is the food, and this is it. And I try to give a taste test. And then, you know, if you go to one restaurant and you're like, oh, well, G said this taco was good, but it tastes like ass, then obviously they know that whatever I say, they go to the complete opposite of it.
But if someone likes to eat ass,
then yeah, they're good at home. But you know what I mean? Like, that's the way I try to do it, to let people understand my taste. And that's why if I'm not a big fan of it, I won't say like, oh my God, this is terrible. But I will say like, not a big fan or whatever. So that way when you go in and you're like, oh, well, you know, G said he's not a big fan, I'm not a big fan of it either, then they already know, like, okay, then our taste buds are similar. So when they come deciding, should I go try it, they can base on previous experiences themselves with my reviews and be like, oh, okay, instead of just, oh, well, it looks good, but it's $80 and it tastes like butt. So I was having that when I finished. I didn't want to have that while I was eating.
Yeah.
So that's where I kind of just feel like you have to, as a person, make a wise decision on when you follow us and other people that promote food, because sometimes they just
Of these motherfuckers can't think for themselves.
I know.
Some of these motherfuckers can't. No. They can't make a judgment. They can't make a decision. They need other people to do that for them. And that's like a lot of people. Anyways, this is a topic very unrelated, but like these lights were like dimming like a motherfucker. Is this part of the spooky month
thing? Yeah, it is part of spooky month. Yeah. That's fine.
Or did y'all not pay the bill? Is that
like, no, it's spooky. It's all definitely spooky.
Oh, you sure about that?
So a couple of comments here. We have Mindy here saying, awesome, thanks for the support from my daughter and her wrestling fundraiser.
Anybody want popcorn? She's got
you. We're already out the bag, Mindy. You know what I mean? You need a Hector's gonna hit you up for more popcorn. You know
and then Maria Cleto said, hello gang from the Cleto and Contreras family.
Oh, that's my sister. I love you.
Hi, sister.
And my niece, Alexis, and little baby boy, Josiah.
What's y'all's favorite part of Halloween?
The spooky bitches.
The spooky bitches. Can you elaborate, please?
The spooky bitches like to throw ass on Halloween night.
Spooky bitches, I love to throw ass. Specifically, yes. What kind of ass and where?
Free ass.
All over the place.
Free ass.
And the
free 99.
And the nice ones. I won't say the big ones.
What do you mean the nice ones and the big ones? What are you talking about? I said the nice ones.
You can't say big ones anymore.
You can't sound like Charles Barkley. Stop it.
Well, because
what do you mean when you say not the big ones?
Well, because there's nice big ones, and then there's just big ones that are just fucking there that are all over the place.
So you're saying there's more ham to the eggs?
They look like whoa. You know when you get like cans and you put them in a bag and you put too many cans in the fucking bag and then you put the bag on the table and all the cans start falling out.
Just say you can't handle big asses, bro. Like,
I can. I just choose not to.
Come on, come on.
So okay, well let's bring this conversation real quick.
Okay, let's go.
So.
Oh gosh, I'm scared.
Well, I guess. Well, yeah, you can play along too. So, what is your one like deal breaker?
That
like, yeah. So like, I always joke. I'm like, I don't have many standards, but I do have one standard.
Okay, you first.
So for me, my thing is just the girl can't be bigger than me, because I already feel like I'm big as it is. So if you're bigger than me, that means you're really big. At least to me. And I know it's a shallow and asshole rule that I have.
Asshole.
But it's just the one thing. Like, I could care less anything else. Like, you could be taller, short. It doesn't matter. But that is the one thing.
Oh, you date a 6'5" bitch?
I dated a 6'2" girl. My girlfriend was 6'2". So, that's my,
what's
like,
her name? Where's her address? What's your social security?
Don't worry about all that. So, like, for me, that's, like, my one thing. Like, everything else, like, I can learn to grow with, obviously, as y'all know.
Learn to grow. I'm sorry, what does that mean?
You know what that means. Not
what's
you.
Grow?
Okay. As long as it's not me, I don't care.
Do we not forget May?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to talk about May. So, my deal breaker is I don't like dating someone stupider than me.
I agree with that. I can't deal with stupid.
Like if I can't have like a deep ass conversation with you about anything and everything, and it's very like surface level, I don't want it. I don't want it. I want somebody that's gonna be smarter than me, or at least like be able to like conversate with me. You know what I mean? So if you can't do that, then I gotta tell y'all a story though. Let's tell y'all a story. Okay, so like, oh man, I hope this person doesn't see, but if he does, I am so sorry. So this is before Nate, and like, I wasn't talking to this person, but like, we were messaging back and forth, and like, one night, they were like, I'm here helping out, like, come meet me, like, let's hang out, and I was like, all right, fuck it. And so I was high as fuck. I was high as fuck, like super high. And so I met with him and like we talked for just like 2 minutes. And I was like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here because this dude is dumb. Like this dude is so fucking dumb and I don't want to be here anymore. But I don't want to be rude. You know what I mean?
Well, you're being real. People always confuse the difference in that.
Yes.
And so, like, we still talked for a little bit, like, that night. And then he was, like, I think he was on ride. And then, like, the other person was, like, oh, like, are you going to take him home? I'm, like, nope. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Deuces. That's a negative.
I'm fucking leaving. And I left. And the other person was, like, dude, he's, like, he's obsessed with you. And I was like, well, yeah, of course, right? Like, who isn't? But like, he's dumb.
I'm
like,
sorry, come again.
He said he's obsessed with you. And I said, yes, like, yeah, who isn't? Like, who wouldn't be obsessed with me? Like, I'm great. I am such a fantastic person. But like, anyway, that's it. And so I was like, yeah, but like, he's dumb. Like, I'm not going to date somebody that's dumb. Or dumber than me,
that's,
you know what I mean?
That's a fair, you know, deal breaker.
Right. What's yours?
Ronald said, "What up, my boy Hector? Go Cowboys!"
Oh, my boy Ron. Ron, go Melissa. Cowboys. What's up, guys?
Ronald, what is going on with you, sir?
He's the heartbeat of South End ISD.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sure is.
Well, I can tell because you're a Cowboys fan.
So, Hector, what's your
my deal breaker? You can't cuss more than me. Like, I can't. I don't. Something about a woman cussing more and getting loud, and that shows me what little vocabulary you have in your brain that you can't use another word to describe that other than chingadera. And I'm like,
have you ever watched the show Abbott Elementary?
Oh, I love Abbott Elementary.
That, have you seen that episode where it's that the older black lady, the one that's been there forever? I forget her name, and she's she has this like mom that comes in the studio, and she has the word bitch tattooed on her chest. Shows up and she's like, I was just wondering if you could kind of cover up a little bit. And she's like, oh yeah, sure, no problem, totally understand, I'm sorry that I have them all out. So she goes and puts a hoodie on and zips it up, and the hoodie says slut.
Oh, I love it.
And then some little girl's like, teacher, I forget the teacher, she's like, what's s-l-u-l-t? And she's like, oh, that's a great university, that's Southern Louisiana University Technology.
God damn, that's fucking hilarious.
But I mean, honestly, I mean, I've met some very, very, very interesting women in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And the ones that just cuss to describe a vehicle, a person, place, or thing, and they continue to cuss for no apparent reason, it's a big turnoff for me.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, yeah. I can't, it's like I'm afraid to say, hey, I can't bring you around my friends or family because you'll embarrass the shit out of me. So for me, it's the cussing. What
at
about
least
Jose?
I know when and where to like cuss and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
But I think for me, because like you definitely like touched a fucking like heartstring, because like I cuss a lot and I'm really loud. But like I think it expresses like a certain, I wouldn't say authenticity, but like I guess realness as far as like,
but you're
me,
genuine.
As
you're
far
genuine.
As me.
Yeah, but that's your genuine.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
your authenticity.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
But if someone, if you want to impress someone, because I mean, if a guy wants to impress a woman, he'll take a shower, I hope. He'll dress nice. He'll be on
take
fleek.
A shower once
he'll,
a year.
He'll be opening the door for her and talking, you know, blah, blah, blah. How's your state going? Whatever. And then you're like, hey, motherfucker, this is a badass truck. You're like, what the fuck? And that just kills her, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's
Jose,
funny.
What about you, Jose? I want to hear your take on this.
Yeah, I don't fuck with dummies.
Yeah.
I can't.
You did agree with that earlier.
I can't I can't deal with the dummies. If I can tell within like 2 minutes like you're a dummy, then I'm out. Mm-hmm. For example, like I have a few friends, Helga's friends say this, and I call them fucking idiots all the time, but they don't know what D-Day is. For example, like they have no idea what D-Day is, and I'm like, well, all right.
Wasn't that the day they traded Hopkins away from the Texans?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my point.
Perfect.
Point taken.
Yeah, and that's what I was just kind of like. I was just thinking about that the other day because we were talking about it.
I was going to say, why'd you bring this up again? I don't even like remember.
Oh, because it was just random things we had to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's always a joke. And I'm like, I don't have much standards, but I do have that one standard. And I just kind of like, sometimes I kind of feel bad because the girl like really likes me and I'm just like, it's like my one rule, and I'm like, how do I tiptoe around that nicely without
bitch go back to work at SeaWorld being Shamu ho.
Oh shit. Yeah, I
was gonna say I've only had to actually tell a girl once.
I mean, look at this,
whatever.
I actually did only tell a girl once that, but that was because not to go back to SeaWorld.
I was gonna say,
God
damn,
no, but she asked me, she was just like,
crazy motherfucker.
Well, no, she just asked me, she was just like, so like what was it about me that like you stopped wanting to talk to me?
You
or
kept
whatever.
Asking for real fish.
She wanted, she wanted like a legit answer, and I was like, "Well, I mean, because she was already like not having a good day because some other dude like ghosted her or whatever." And I was like, "Well, I don't want to make your day worse, but this
I
is like,
but the best thing, okay, this is the best thing. You have to be a gentleman about it at all times, and just say, hey, you know what? I'm just not interested, and that's it. And you just cut,
well,
you sever it off.
Some women press
Some
women are
like,
very like, I want
like
to
me
know
and her were cool.
Reason.
Like me and her were cool, or we're still cool. We still talk." And it was just one of those, like, I felt like I owed it to her because she was asking, like,
wait, is it?
No.
Okay. No?
No. Okay. But that's also, that also was also why I also brought it up. But no, not that one. No, there's a different one.
Okay. This person, we're not going to name any names, but like, watching. She's obsessed. And if you're watching, girl, hey, I know you want to lick my vagina. You can do it anytime, girl, but you got to pay me. You got to pay me.
If you guys need some help, I'll throw in my, you know, services that day.
Really? I got a vagina all day. Come on.
Present.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn it. Anyways, well, at least you're nice enough to, like, tell people. I just straight up ghost. Dang. What you looking at?
With a whole lot of titty.
I agree.
More than me.
You know what we're going to do the next time that there's, like, a whole, like, episode where we don't have a guest?
There's a lot of people here.
I was going to say, we're going to people watch.
Cowboys playing real big.
Oh, well, yeah, but they're interested in
next
what the fuck's happening.
Next time that there's a Cowboys game at night, We're gonna cancel the guests. We're just gonna people watch.
Yeah.
A whole hour just looking out the window.
Check out that shit.
Okay, so
I'm dying for this.
Okay.
Halloween. Would you rather?
Okay. Oh, you have some. Okay.
Okay. So first one is
okay.
Halloween. Would you rather
uh-huh.
go to a party dressed up as something you don't want to go dressed up as,
mm-hmm.
or would you host a party and not dress up and invite all your guests to dress up?
Oh, fuck.
I'd host the parties. I can get shit-faced and not have to worry about going home.
Nah, I'd rather just dress up as somebody that I don't want.
Going to your party?
No, like, going to somebody else's party. I don't want to throw a party because then I have to clean it up.
So you'd rather go as Chief Keef?
I'd rather go as...
Get a little booty. Get a little booty. Get shot.
I'm going to go as what me and Nate wanted to go for Halloween, but I don't think we're going to.
What's that?
It's Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But, like, he's Megan Fox, and I'm Machine Gun Kelly.
What the fuck? Okay, that'll really fucking work.
Yeah, that'll work.
So, okay, so we're good?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
next
yeah.
one.
Okay.
Halloween question, would you rather eat candy corn or the popcorn bowl?
Popcorn bowl.
I am a candy corn bitch. I love candy corn. I love it. It's so good.
I already ate
like fucking 2 bags of candy corn.
What do y'all think of fucking circus peanuts?
What is that?
I won't.
Orange ones.
I'll eat them.
They look like peanuts.
I eat them.
Oh, I love those.
They're fluffy? The fluffy ones?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, what the fuck?
Dude, I hate fucking like marshmallow type shit. Like Peeps. Oh, I fucking hate Peeps.
Peeps are different though.
Peeps are disgusting.
Peeps are ass.
Peeps at any time of the year are nasty.
But like those, peeps are ass. I don't know. I hardly gravitate to it. What kind of Halloween candy do y'all usually like fucking fuck
obsess
with?
Obsess over?
Yeah.
Anything chocolate coated?
Pretty much. Twix?
Ass.
Oh, Twix.
What the fuck?
Holy frick, just reaction.
Chocolate-coated
ass?
Where did you get chocolate-coated ass?
She just walked by.
Oh, wow. Chocolate-coated, like, there's shit in it? Or what are you talking about?
No.
Where do you think they got Snickers from?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why they got peanuts in them.
No.
Cacahuate.
I like the fucking lollipops, the caramel candy apple lollipops.
They're like green apple,
but they have like caramel.
The packaging has a green apple on it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's like a green apple with like caramel dripping on it.
Oh dude, it's fucking good. Mm-hmm.
Who makes them?
I have no idea.
I'm diabetic, but I love candy. Fuck.
Oh my god, I love candy too.
What's your favorite candy?
The Reese's pumpkins for Halloween. The Reese's pumpkins are my go-to.
Jose?
It's an excellent question.
But we're talking about just Halloween candy or candy in general?
No, Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Specifically.
That's an excellent question, Hector. I'm not a big candy guy, but I do fuck with Twizzlers. Twizzlers are great.
My question.
Like licorice?
I'm sorry, Twizzlers?
I need you to go chew up someone's tire for me.
Airheads are fantastic.
I love Airheads. I got some AV cables if you want to chew on them.
I love Airheads.
Red vines, by the way.
My real question is, who the fuck makes those pumpkins? The sugar pumpkins.
What sugar pumpkins?
You know what I'm talking about? They're like the little ones that they're like, I guess, similar to like gumdrops or like...
It's candy corn pumpkins?
Yeah. but they're pumpkin shapes, but they don't taste like candy corn. It's but
oh, Brock's. So you like those?
No, I said, who the fuck makes those?
Oh, because it's the same thing.
That's probably Brock.
It's the same. It's the same shit as fucking candy corn.
Well, I never see. Like, I'll go trick or treating the good shit. I call fucking ghetto.
What is ghetto?
Pecan.
They fucking give you an orange.
Yeah.
Fucking
fucking manzana.
Fucking maruchan.
Yeah, I'm out chicken of
beef. Dude, I'd be chicken. Fucking dope with maruchan, okay? Thought,
trick or treat, no, chicken or beef.
Mijo, you want to have Cheetos? And then they give you a fucking a little Ziploc bag with Cheetos.
Oh, not the actual bag.
Shout out to all the cuties that are here, though. Oh, not no, gonna lie.
You know what? Southtown 101 has the best bartenders.
And then you come during brunch?
Ever.
Woof.
Ever.
When we used to do our shows early? Woof.
So,
I don't remember.
I'm legally able to say this for a couple more weeks.
Okay, so growing up, we always go to the north side. Because they would give you candy bars.
Yeah, full size. Fucking full size.
Like, you didn't even knock their waiting for you. Like, hey, guys, come on over. And we look like the little rascals all fucking teed out. We didn't have a fucking costume.
With a fucking Walmart bag.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have a fucking decorator. We had a Walmart bag. Back then, it was Valerio. It was a
you had Shamrock. I was going to say, y'all had bags? Oh, we just had pillowcases.
No. No, we didn't do that shit.
I had a Walmart bag.
I had pillowcases.
And we would all fucking, like, be in the back. Not the back, but like the
trunk.
And yes, in the back, and everybody would fucking be on there, and then we would just drive to each house you and see, fucking get off.
Our
and get
trick,
on.
Our trick was we'd go up real sad. We would yell, "Trick or treat!" would be like, and then we take our shit and walk up with like candy, like,
"No tengo nada."
And then they're like, "Oh,
here you go. Here's the fucking keys of the truck. Here's the pieces in Maui. Take it off." Like, all right, thank you later, bitch. But I go to the next house, and it was just like, do it again.
So y'all would dump out?
Oh, hell yeah. Dump out we the had our staff. Before? You see, I would always be the one waiting in the car, because I go through everyone's shit. I'm TSA before TSA. Yeah, you're not going to need this, partner. I'm going to text your ass right now. My dad's wasting his gas on your ass. No, we're going to take this
oh, my gosh,
to the house.
Looking funny.
Dude, that's one funny. Year they gave us out Fun Dip. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the little like.
Yeah, you had the fucking. It was like cocaine training.
Did you snort it?
It was cocaine. Well, okay, I was going to get to it. So they gave us Fun Dip and there was those pixie sticks
yeah.
with a little fucking tree
yeah,
powder.
Yeah, I remember, yeah,
so
yeah.
We're like, hey, wait, do some lines. And the oh, fucking. No. I swear, I don't want to name his name, but he fucking got the straw and he fucking inhaled it with his mouth and we couldn't stop laughing. Like,
oh,
no, dude, like you're Rocky. Oh, through the nose.
Yeah, no shit, through but the nose. What the fuck?
Dude, that was the funniest oh shit. Gosh. He was fucking green boogers for 2 weeks.
God damn.
But it was a funny, it was the best of times. If you did Fun Dip mm-hmm. or Pixie Six
yeah.
or Kool Aid.
Or Kool Aid.
Or that we were talking
you
about
are now a cokehead.
The cigarette.
Yeah.
Or the cigarette one. The cigarette the fake, candies the too. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
Hey, wait, are you talking about a guy?
Especially when it was cold.
Yeah.
Every fucking cold, y'all.
Dude, we would get the fucking pack and pack it. You packed the fake ass chickens. Anyway, hold on. All right, you want one? Let me have a square.
And
let
only,
me have a square.
And then only one side was red where it's supposed yeah. to be lit. And it was never like accurate. It was just like half of it or a quarter of it.
And then you're like, I broke my cigarette. Like, I want another one. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
well, no shit, you packed it. Fucker, this one's broke.
You're like,
oh
my here's your broken cigarette.
That's
so
funny.
So we're going to bring up one more topic because we're getting close to time here. And I know y'all want to watch the Cowgirls lose. I mean, win or whatever.
Just because the Texans lost, bro.
Win. We want to win.
Puro
Pizza Cowboy.
It's going to be a Purdy game today.
She looking real
owner,
pretty right
the
now.
The owner of... The owner of Bucky's son.
Oh, I saw that shit.
I see you.
Dude.
Somebody's watching you.
See, there was a reason why it was the cleanest bathrooms in all of Texas. Because he wanted to see the dirty spots.
Dude, this shit's dimming again. You see that shit? I'm going crazy. It's Bucky's son.
So for me, it's just funny because I'm just like, how many cameras did he have in there to see like all these people?
So he saw my pecker?
Probably. So I'm like, did he have just like one stall where he was just watching the same people, or was it like multiple stalls?
Okay, so they didn't explain if it was employees or customers. Because if it's customers, it's a lawsuit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna go in there and say, "Hey, I wouldn't get above Beaver Nuggets."
He looked at my
third nipple. I want money.
He looked at my butthole.
I'm gonna call fo 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 fo. Jeff Davis.
No, you have to call the Texas Hammer.
And I think that's just your crazy. I think that's just crazy because they were like, it's not, it wasn't, he didn't even have them in just like one location. The article said that there were like two or three different houses that they owned, that they had like flash drives and like USBs of this shit.
Holy shit.
Like,
but was it one store that he was like doing it at? Or was it several?
I don't know. I think it is one store.
But if you see the picture, I don't think he's that much of a mastermind. I think someone else is.
Oh, he's a master something.
Master. Failure.
Dude, that's fucking nuts.
I mean, literally, he saw that.
But man, imagine like you went and you went to Bucky's because you had fucking World War III about to come out your ass. Ooh. And you're just fucking in there, just fucking. And he has you all on tape. Just watch TV.
He's literally has the popcorn watching you take a rowdy shit.
No, he don't need popcorn. He's Beaver Nuggets.
Yeah. And just picture the person being like in fucking white chicks.
Jerky.
Well, no, but picture like them being like in white chicks when he's all taking the shit. He's all fucking and like his legs keep moving. I just picture him just like watching somebody like
imagine
do that.
He had a microphone
so,
and be like.
So let me ask you this: do you think that when he's watching someone take a dump,
he's taking a dump,
he would make a noise like the guys that when they're cutting up the brisket, fresh brisket, chop brisket.
God damn it. Did they say what they're going to do to him? Like, is he fucking getting jail time? Is he fucking, like, just getting a little slap on the wrist?
I think he's getting arrested, and they got to put him through trial.
Oh, wow, she looks beautiful. Good Lord, look at her bartender. Carmen looks great.
Okay.
Sorry. I said that out loud.
You said that way fucking loud.
I mean, muscular.
Just a little bit too loud.
Just a little bit too fucking loud.
Anywho.
And then what's going to happen with, like, Bucky's reputation? I mean, it's not really going to fucking matter.
I'm going to show all my ass.
They just going to change it. No, that's why they're actually called Boosies.
It's Bussin.
Bussin' Boosies.
Bussin' Boosies.
Getting Boosie Nuggets.
Like Badoosie.
Okay, I have another question. Would you rather be a ghost or a zombie? And what would you do with what you choose?
A ghost.
A ghost.
Reason
where would
being,
you haunt? Where would you want to
I will hunt a lot of animals.
I would.
If you...
I'd fuck with you just because it'd be hilarious.
What the fuck?
Just no. Fucking with your lights?
Bitch, I got ADHD. This shit ain't gonna fucking do nothing to me. I'm just gonna be like, oh, I forgot to turn off the lights.
But
I
would be.
Oh, I forgot to pay the bill.
You know how it would be me though? Because I'd be the opposite. Instead of like flickering it like after you leave when you're in there, I'd be turning the lights as you're walking. So like if you're walking to the restroom, by the time you get to the restroom, the light would be on and you'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be a ghost.
Instead of the opposite, instead of like turning it off, like when you're taking a shit, I'd be turning it on, like. Where you're going, and you're just gonna be more like, oh, he's a helpful
he's
ghost.
Be like glowing.
Wow, he's cool. Like, he's a badass man.
Like their fridge, oh, like the fridge door
their
open.
Motion sensor light up. And
yeah, yeah. Like you're like, I'm gonna get something. I'm gonna get a water from the fridge, and the fridge automatically opens the door. You can, like open the door.
No, you're a fake ghost.
No, I'm being a nice ghost, but
a gentleman ghost.
Because
call me.
The reason I don't want to be a zombie though is because you don't know what parts you're gonna lose. So for all you know, you could have like half a brain and not talk and just be
like, yeah, but like you could kill people. You could bite people.
I would be a ghost. I'd be like Patrick Swayze.
I don't know.
Girl,
I,
you're in danger.
I don't know. I saw the new Haunted Mansion and I mean, they were able to take bodies in the new Haunted Mansion. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, someone said that about zombies. Like, would you be prepared if, let's say one of your family members got bit? Would you be prepared to kill them?
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
And they asked me, I'm like, shit, I'll shoot my family right now.
We don't
need a zombie.
I don't need a zombie for that shit to happen.
Sorry, sis. I love you, but you gotta go. You were gonna bite my ass.
Oh gosh.
Bang bang.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you guys do like a scary movie 2 moment where you like? Are ghosts even able to fuck people?
I'd be like the one from the clown.
Yeah. I mean, I would think so because if you can feel the like coolness of the ghost, I would assume.
I would be the guy cooking the mashed potatoes. I did it with my strong hand.
I mean, how you think?
Just be there cooking and shit.
How you think Jesus was born?
Jesus.
It was the Holy Spirit. It was a ghost.
Oh, ha, ha.
It was the Holy Spirit.
Well, I would be a ghost. I started laughing. Fuck this.
How believable is that story? No, the fucking that the Virgin Mary.
The fact that you're cussing explaining the birth of Jesus,
no shit,
makes you want to listen more. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year.
Sorry, we just skipped through everything. And just skipped straight to Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
And now we're here.
Shout out to Art with Pub Run SA. Y'all had an amazing turnout. Sorry, I couldn't make it. Sorry, some of us couldn't make it. But I know he has one coming up. Sheila Torres, y'all just celebrated an anniversary. Happy anniversary, you guys.
Happy anniversary.
Also,
love y'all.
Y'all have ooh, a Halloween best. Pub run. I
Halloween.
Think it's the weekend prior. So like, is that either 27th?
It'd be the 28th.
It might be 27th, 28th.
28th. 27th. 27th is the Friday.
Yeah.
So if it's
yeah.
the Friday, then yes, 27th.
It'll be Friday, 27th. So October 27th, it'll be a Halloween pub run. Please sign up, guys, because if you thought it was crazy this past Friday,
yeah,
Halloween Friday is the best.
Yeah. All the girls in short skirts and
yes,
big butts.
That way the G can make a determination whether they're too big or not.
Yes.
What is a determination of a big ass for you?
For me?
Well, either you're a cool
because I know there's other people well, like...
No. It would be the fact that they're bigger than me. So it all combines together.
Dude, your ass is literally flat. Like, it's
no,
indented.
Not my ass, fool. Like, if they're bigger than me, they got a big ass.
I'm trying to think about it.
Well, I asked you what determines, like, that they
well,
have a
big
ass
big?
For you.
What
and
is
so you
big?
Said, if they're bigger than me, I'm like, dude, you don't have an
I didn't
ass.
Say my ass.
Oh,
I didn't say bigger than my ass.
I'm specifically talking about your ass, like ass. Not
no.
your ass, but just ass in general.
Your whole
and
body.
Like, your yeah. ass is like indented. Like, you don't even have an ass. I'm sorry to say.
I have that hang kill ass.
Someone call the cops.
My
they stole this man's ass.
My ass sells propane and propane accessories.
All gas, no ass.
Jesus.
No, I mean,
even
I don't know.
Do the next week with G's ass.
What
I mean,
asking, like, what is the determination of a person?
We're taking model requests for next week.
Oh,
so y'all want to come, I can be like, yes.
Oh, we're
no,
not going to be here. We're not going to be here.
We're not going to
yeah,
be here.
I know.
How you this?
Wow.
But I'll still be there.
You're making these
wow,
people
wow,
come
wow, 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 wow. Like Rihanna now.
But, I mean, I don't know. Like
if they have a bigger ass than you, got it.
No, if they're yeah. overall bigger than me.
So if you were in a seesaw, so let's say if you're in a seesaw and you go flying, that's too big for you. But if she go flying, she's perfect.
If she were to sit on this table and half the table is missing,
that's too big for you.
Yes,
I could work with.
But I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about their butt.
That's what I'm saying. If their butt sits on this table and half this table is missing.
You mess with my seat, no bitch.
You just my seat.
if they look like they looks like their butt's backwards and it's in the front instead of the back.
Yeah. Oh,
that's when you
if
hug
the
you
guy at the water park has to ask you, ma'am, are you wearing bottoms? And you be like, I'm wearing bottoms.
When you hokey pokey too fast and you turn that ass around, you might not be for G.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Well, you
find me
and the guy, and we'll find out.
Okay. Well, challenge accepted.
Which,
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's all we got. 7 o'clock on the dot. Cowboys about to kick off.
It's true.
Hey, guys, y'all enjoy the game. Enjoy your week. Nothing
thank
but love,
you guys
peace,
for
and taco grease.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Which will have
someone.
Diane Levin.
I am so excited. She's going to read my shit.
Diane Levin
right
from
here,
the Laguna Botanica, I believe.
Anyways, yeah.
Yes. So tune in. And like always, I'm G.
I'm Donna.
And I'm Hector.
For 210 Culture. Bringing the best of 210 Nation.